This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Choreographed, Hoffman. I guarantee you that Hoffman also has some architectural skills as well. DOC in for Craig. Craig getting it done. I guarantee you that whatever he's doing it with the spirit of accomplishment. And we are honored to bring on Donna Hopkins. Skeletos working. I apologize for it being wet, but you know what? I'd rather it be wet than it be snowy and icy. So you got a break when it comes to that. And it's still football, and we play in this weather if we choose to, or we can go inside a bubble. So what is the word of the day? Hopefully no slips, no groins, and if we're healthy, we're in good shape. What's the word, Donna?
Hey, Doc, it was none of that. I was happy to be inside of the bubble because it was a mess out there, you know, with the weather. And like you said, we don't want any slip-ups at this stage of the game. But it was great. I mean, the good thing about these OTAs right now, you can focus in on some areas. You're not going to learn a whole bunch of things, but you're going to see how this team starts to come together. And as Coach Quinn and the, you know, the coaches said to us, is that this is a time for to put the tools together in learning the playbook. And when I was watching yesterday, I was watching the wide receiver group. You're talking about that position starting to heat up. They had so many wide receivers. I'm telling you, I counted at least 12, 13. And to watch that group with Deebo Samuels leading the way because Terry wasn't there. But Jalen Lane of Kingsbury talked a little bit about him. I asked him about him. I said, what does he add to that group? And he said the great thing about these wide receivers, the competition there is that they can play multi-roles, meaning that outside, inside, which makes that a strong group. So if you're looking at training camp this year, that is a group to look at because it's a lot of competition and some big names that may not be there. Michael Gallup, I watched him a little bit yesterday. I said, wow, you know, the journeyman. But that group is going to be, like I said, fun to watch during training camp because it's a lot of competition there. And Kingsbury talked a little bit about the offensive line, too. I thought it was interesting when he said that it was only one solidified guy on that offensive line. He didn't name who it was, but he said other than that, everybody is competing for a position. And he said that's pretty much what Coach Quinn has built here, that everybody has to earn their position. And that's what I'm seeing out there yesterday, is that everybody is jawing for positions across the board because, you know, solid positions that you think that's already secure is not the case.
Yeah, I was watching.
But some.
Yeah, I was watching Tony McGee, the Pro Football Plus, and watching your show. And you guys talked about it. And I know sometimes it's easy to say, well, we know the season is down the road. I know some of the most competitive moments I've witnessed is being at a gymnasium watching pickup basketball. It's not that you're gaining a lot right now in terms of specific game plan against the New York Football Giants. But what you're doing is creating an environment of competition. Receivers, now you may know the linemen don't get a heck of a lot out of it, but you get something out of it because this is what you do for a living. And it also shows who you are in terms of taking those steps of just loving. Do you love to compete or not? And this is what you do. We will never solve it, But some people will ask the question as to, is missing this an issue? Myles Garrett, who's one of the best, he might be the best player in the world at what he does. He skipped it. You know, when the season comes, yeah, you know he'll be there. Does this help or hurt his team? We got guys here, Tunsil and Lattimore, two guys that we're counting on that we need. It's not mandatory for them. Let's say, for example, they show up. Would you expect them to do a lot? Of course they wouldn't. But boy, what a meaning, what a gesture it would have been just to say we're all in. And so now, I respect their right to handle their business in a manner that they do, but ain't no way in the hell I'm going to tell you here up front that I wasn't disappointed in the fact that they didn't take this baby step just to continue the momentum that the group has already established for them. And yes, I do think that that was a step that could have been taken. There's no way in the hell I'm going to endorse that in saying, well, they didn't have to. I know damn well they ain't got to do nothing. But this is what you do for a living. It ain't like you would be doing something else. This is what you do. You don't have to do a hell of a lot to be out there. But the simple fact that you find it within your grace to convince yourself that it's not in the best interest of the organization for a first impression, to me, is baffling.
Yeah, Rick, I'm right with you, because it's funny that you say that, because I was talking to one of my colleagues out there on yesterday just about what you're saying. They said, well, it's not important for them to be here because, you know, they don't really need to be here. And I argue the fact that everybody needs to be here. If you're an athlete, if you're part of the team, if you're part of the brotherhood that they're trying to build here, the statement is for everybody to be here, whether you were going to be there on the field or go through any of the drills and everything. For the young rookies coming up, this is a young team. So veteran leadership it starts with stuff like this. So I told them, I said, being a former athlete myself, I said, I would have been there no matter what. I said, because if you're part of something and you're starting the 2025 season right now, really, because this off the, the OTAs are important because it's the building of your team beyond just the football part of it. It's the relationship part of it. And so I argue with them that everybody, no matter who you are, you should be there. Bottom line.
Yeah. I wouldn't now, if I'm in the midst of a negotiation, I'm not going to get injured in the midst of a negotiation.
Absolutely.
I'm not a fool, but my mere presence to support my new comrades, to me, that's borderline insanity. But again, it also follows a trend. And it may not make a difference, but again, with me, it would, but that's from my culture. One for all for one. We were in a strike, in the midst of a strike, and had about 90% of our entire team that worked out in the midst of a strike. That same team went on to win a world championship, and they did it without coaches. So you can talk about doing something, and then you can actually do something. And what I hate to see is the momentum that coach has built, this team has built. You know how they're going to work. You never question that. And he would never put them in a position. Like Terry, none of this applies to him, to me. None.
No.
Because everybody knows, pure gladiator. None of this. None of this to him. And I tell you what, and I respect Lattimore, because I've seen his work, and he gave you he went out on a field not 100% to represent for that. He has nothing to prove to me. I love the dude's effort in that. He's got to heal. But you could walk out there and not do anything and already made your point because you were there. You don't have to do nothing. It's about your presence. You got nothing else. You don't have a side job. For Jeremy, new team, new people, nobody knows you. Yeah. This is your entrance. Wow. Who's your advisor? He should be bullwhipped. Because you didn't have to do anything.
You're exactly right. And I think Debo Samuels, when, you know, we got the chance to talk to him, and they asked him how was he doing with his new teammates. He said that they welcomed him in immediately and, you know, to the brotherhood. And he felt like that he was already a big part of this team. So for a guy like that to feel like he needs to be there, when I watched him a lot on yesterday up against, I mean, it was, Rick, it was kind of fun to watch Debo Samuels go up against, you know, the rookie Amos, Trey Amos. I was like, oh, wow, that's a good, you know, it's almost like the Daryl Green going up against
James Arthur,
Gary Clarkson, and all
Gary.
Of that, and looking at that rookie is going to be nice, and Debo Samuels is going to fit in here quite nicely. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to prove himself to the world that thinks, hey, man, can Debo Samuels be that guy again? And I think with his leadership, I talked to Lane as far as, you know, him being there with Debo Samuels, what has that relationship been like? And he said to have that veteran leadership. That is what we're all talking about right now, Rick, right here, is why it's important to have the rookies here with the veterans and those key veterans with positions like that. That's what we're talking about right here, is that you're setting the tone for everybody else by your presence being there and what you have to offer to an offensive line that basically has new faces there and young faces on the offensive line. And that's why it would have been important to have Laremy Tunsil there this week for the OTAs. Don't know if he's going to be there next week or, you know, early June when they have the other OTAs to finish up before training camp. But it's important for those guys to really be there no matter what, whether they're going through the drills or dressed, because some of the veterans were not dressed because they may be nursing some nicks and everything.
That's it. So you don't have to be dressed.
The thing about this coaching staff, they are smart with not, you know, doing anything to put people in a bad position. They understand the, you know, the veterans and so forth. Like last year when Zach, you know, during the course of the season, he didn't practice the whole week.
Because you got to take care of your older horses.
Yeah. So, you know, these are important.
Ant-Man's got one for you.
Hey, Donna, this is Anthony Sue, producer of the show. We saw B. Mitch out there, you know, working with the special teams unit. And I think special teams in general is a place where a rookie like Jalen Lane or even Krosky Merritt, we could see him possibly, you know, on the kickoff return. But where else do you think, you know, a rookie will be able to make an immediate impact? I think outside of Connerly, and even with Connerly, he's in competition. He didn't get first team reps yesterday. So what would you say is a space for one of these rookies to, you know, come onto this veteran heavy team and try to make an instant impact?
Well, the great thing about this veteran team, as you said, is everybody has to earn that position still. Even some of the veterans are going to be beat out from some of these younger guys. But I think you hit it, because when as far as the running back position, Merritt, as far as Lane and everything, I think Lane is going to be used on that as wide receiver because of that speed. I mean, great speed at the wide receiver. But that's where when I watched him a little bit, I was like, okay, this guy's going to be able to help that wide receiver group. But he's going to be able to help them special teams, too, because that's one reason why they did get him also, is the multiple positions that they can interchange him in as far as special teams return, because we know that the return game has to improve, and I think he is a niche to that, and to have, as you say, Brian Mitchell you know, to be out there to, you know, show these guys why special teams is just as important as some of the other ones. But I see merit basically also. If you look, think about the running back position, it's loaded with Agler, Robinson, Rodriguez, McNichols, and Merritt. That this is where the competition right here between Rodriguez, McNichols, and Merritt comes into play as far as that special teams unit. So I see, you know, the running back position with Merritt being a factor as far as special teams also. And then Trey Amos, he is going to be valuable. And, that you know, they've got some depth there now at the cornerback position. But you could also use him on special teams. He's going to play some special teams. You can believe that. So those three guys that they signed, particularly those guys, because they've got great speed, I see them being utilized a lot on special teams, kickoff returns, punt returns, whether they're, you know, returning the punts. But they need speed guys on offense. Special teams. So that's where they're going to be utilized the most there.
And one more question for
you.
Yeah, definitely a good thing. And one more question for you. As far as Dan Quinn's tone yesterday, you know, Scott Abraham was asking him about, you know, this year or last year being hunters and sort of kind of this year being the hunted. What was the atmosphere like, you know, in the media room yesterday when, you know, Dan Quinn sort of kind of pounced on Scott Abraham's and sort of kind of set the tone? And to be honest, I still with where Dan was, like, we're always being hunters.
Hey, you know what? When he said that, I was right there looking at him, and I was like, man, you my kind of coach. Because this is the thing about this coaching staff and Coach Quinn. He's setting the tone. He's cutting off the core before he even gets out there, because that's how smart he is. He already knew where Scott was going. I mean, even after he said, we're always the hunters. And that's the thing about it is, no matter where they ended up last year, almost in the Super Bowl, they're still hunting to get to the Super Bowl. So as they told me during the draft and after the draft, they said, and I kept asking, that said, you know, as far as building this year, moving forward and all that, they said, we start from scratch again. Because you think about it, just because they got to almost the NFC Championship game and almost the Super Bowl last year, this is another season. So you push the reset button. You can't go on what you did last year, because everybody else is different also this year. You look at the schedule. It's a tougher schedule and everything. So for Coach Quinn to say, look, let me cut you off right now, because we are the hunters. We're hunting down everybody to take them down. So that's where what I like about what he says is that they still have that hungry, that taste in their mouth, like they haven't been here before, but they're trying to get there. So I think that's what he's talking about. And look, I chuckled at it. If you're an athlete and a coach is saying that, you're like, give me some dab on that.
Amen. Oh, I love it. He realizes his Pro Bowl talent guard is out maybe till Halloween. And I would have a recording of the first play of the game against the Eagles that would be on a loop. That would be going on in the house. Had they continued last year successfully and won those games, yeah, but they didn't. So he's right. He's always right on temperament. He'll set the tone. And for every new player there, they weren't a part of that. But well, I like the idea that he understands. Yeah, it did his O-line, D-line, and then pressure. And they're one or two players away. Now, that's, again, on paper. Maybe they're not. Maybe they're there. We just haven't seen them do it yet. Maybe they were there last year. They didn't get the opportunity. But I hope it comes from the form of somebody coming off that edge, somebody giving us some inside speed at linebacker. And one of these corners can't be a prospect. They actually have to hit it and be that guy.
Yeah, I think Kingsbury sums it up best when I was asking him, when you assessed last year of where you finished, what are some areas that you have to improve upon this year that you saw from last year? And he basically talked about some of those key things that they, you know, doing down the stretch of the season that they needed to clean up and everything, the ball control and all of those things. Even mm-hmm. the running game has to be better. So for people to think that, you know, this team is the team that everybody is wanting to grab a hold to right now, and rightfully so when you have a quarterback of Jaden Daniels' caliber and everything, but they understand as a team and the coaches, to have all those coaches back, which the Coach Cohen said is so key, because that never happens normally, that you can keep that whole group together, which is going to help propel this team forward. But they understand as a unit, that's all I took away from yesterday a lot, is that they understand as a team, they have to get better to move forward. If they're going to even be back where they were last year, it's some things that they know that they've got to clean up. And this is a young team that people don't realize. They've got some key veterans on there, which is key. But the thing about it is you're at the reset button again.
It's the best news that I've heard all day. And I figured it would be that way with DQ, the way this group operates. The worst thing they could do is be celebrating not winning the Super Bowl, because they didn't win it. And they got the right perspective. Donna, we appreciate you. That's an awesome job. We'll keep hope alive. And let's stay hungry. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Always fun. Later.
Yeah, give my best to the old man. That's Donna Hopkins. Skeletos on the Ground, of course, teams up with Anthony McGee, Tony McGee's Pro Football Plus. Let's take a break. We'll come back. You can join the party, 301-230-0980. What did your gut tell you about this version of the burgundy and gold? Early now. Earth's early. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
5:31 in the nation's capital. Brother Hoffman on a well-deserved break. DOC, honored to take over the reins with the producer. Super producer, Anthony Haney. 301-230-0980 is the number. And shout out to T-Mass. It's a sham shame to be that big and strong at Tony's age and that intimidating, but thank goodness he's mild and very nice to us. And then Donna Hopkins on the scene. It would look, covering a team is not glamorous, because you're in the conditions of the players, and if it's wet, you wet. And they were outdoors, but you got to get in and out of your car, in and out of the facility. But you can just hear the joy in her voice. And it is a thrill to do what you love to do and get paid for it. Just like AP out in Greenbelt. Doesn't even have to work. Just does it for recreational purposes. But you can hear it in his voice. He loves what he does for a living. AP, what's up?
What it do, Doc? Keep it a K-9.
You know what time it is.
Mm-hmm. And sorry about the background noise. That's my baby boy. Picking him up for the weekend.
Hey, don't apologize for him being young.
Hey, you know. You know what time it is. But as far as I was talking to Ant, as far as Laramie Tunsil.
Mm-hmm.
And Marshawn not being in attendance, I'm like, especially Marshawn, like after the showing he had and the disappointment and fighting back from injury, I thought he'd be chopping at the bit to be back, you know, on the field with the Brotherhood. But, I mean, it's probably some internal things going, or maybe, you know, he just had to take care of some things as far as, you know, rehab. You know, we don't know on the outside looking in, but all we can really go off is the optics of not seeing them present. I mean, you know, maybe they'll be there next week. We'll see how things go. Same with Laremy Tunsil, because, I mean, when you got, you know, Josh Connelly coming in, new rookie, you know, wet behind the ears, it's like, who better to, you know, show him the ropes than Laremy Tunsil, you know, who's trying to be a Hall of Famer in his own right.
So, is he? I mean,
you know, we got
I hope he is. You don't know what he is.
I hope so.
You hope
I mean,
he is.
He's all pro.
Yeah. No, he's a talent. But it's very clear that Brother Tunsil has held talent hostage his whole life. That's how good he is.
Hopefully he corrects. Hopefully he corrects jumping off sides. You know, with
yeah.
The false
no, I'm
starts,
just saying.
You know,
no, I'm not mad at
he
it.
Definitely said. Mm-hmm. Neither am I. You know, but like I said, all we can go off is optics. Like, you know, we know Scary Terry. He's going. You know, we're not even thinking about him. We know he's going to bring his lunch pail when it comes time. You know, it's a business at the end of the day. But as far as the new blood, no excuse. You know, it'd be nice to see him out there. Just. Even if they're on the sideline, so
yeah, I didn't say participate. He didn't have to do anything but be there. Not for me.
Yeah, be present
for his people,
for your team.
Exactly, exactly for the brother. Hey, it ain't got a damn thing to do with me, but it's about his people. And for a first impression, if any of us are going to a new job, where we're going to have new coworkers. And even though you coming in making more than most of them, it was simply a gesture.
Doc, I tell you what, man. I'm starting a new job, and I'm scheduled to be there at 9. Brother, I'm showing up Jaden Daniels' time. I'm showing up at 5.
Exactly.
I'm that excited to start a new job, especially if we're talking big-time salary.
Well, he's coming in making more than most of them.
Exactly.
That's my whole point.
Lead from the front.
Nobody was asking you to lift the heaviest box. We weren't asking you to lift anything. We just asked you to come in to cut the lights on for us.
Leadership.
It was so. And these are the questions that I'm going, who the hell are you hanging around? I don't even blame you. Hey. Clearly, you don't make good decisions. Your track record shows that. But do you not hanging around anybody that's got an IQ higher than Lassie's?
Dog, before you let me go, his butt was front and center at Rosebud. I know Ant know about that one.
And I ain't mad at that. And I'm not. I'm glad. You know what? I'm glad he's lending himself to the community and being a part of the community. You know, that's great.
He's definitely tipping the bottle, girls.
And that's great. Because if he didn't do it and didn't go out, we'd have something to say about that. We're going to always have something to say. All I'm saying is that there's no right or wrong, but if you ask me a question as an advisor, this is what would have been my advice to him based on his track record. Or anybody, this would have been my advice. That's what I'm paid for. My advice. That's would have been it. Appreciate the call, AP.
Yes, sir.
Take care of the baby. Hey, Paul, in the District of Columbia.
What's going on, Doc, man? You know, as always,
you know what
good
time
to,
it is. You know
what to time call in, Doc. I tell you what, Doc, I agree with everything that the caller said, man, about, you know, it'd be great to have those folks there. But for me, my individual panic will start in July. If those that's supposed to be there at that time is not there, then that's a problem for me. You know what I mean?
That's fine.
And I don't see that. I don't see that really happening. But I'm not going to judge too much, man, on them affecting the brotherhood or anything because they're not there right now. I just got to let them see if this thing's going to play out, Doc.
No problem. No, everybody, as I respect all opinions. You did ask mine, I gave you mine. But no, I respect yours.
Yeah.
I respect yours.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, based on his circumstances and his track record, he could have used a gimme, and that would have been a gimme. He ain't got to walk in there. He ain't got to do nothing. Just show up. Bingo. Taken off the list. Because people were expecting him not to come. He did exactly what most people expected him to do. He the brother with gas mask on opening day.
Yeah.
He the dude they already says misses stuff. He's the guy that already think that is not going to do something. So it was his chance had he had an advisor that could count to 10 that would have been able to say, dude, just roll up in that joint. walk through a through thing and walk on out of there. And then this is over. Then we'd have moved to the next page. Because what we got to get to is him being a captain. See, I see him right, being a Hall of Famer. I have higher expectations for him than he has for himself. That's the problem.
Wow.
That's the problem. Right, appreciate you, Paul. Have a great day.
All right, Doc. You too, brother.
Have a great day. Yeah. That's the problem. He's thinking now. I'm thinking down the road for him because I want to see him in Canton, Ohio. The guy that had a gas mask on the first time I ever saw him, I envision him in Canton, Ohio, getting a bus for being a Hall of Famer. Because that's the kind of talent he's blessed with. And I don't want to see that wasted because of the knuckleheads that he has around advising him, giving him horrible advice. That's all. That's all. That's my frustration because he's that talented. This dude is that good. He's playing on two quarters or half his talent. That's how blessed he is. And I know a lot of the old heads in the community have seen kids and watched talent. And that's why I say the term, he's holding talent hostage. He's that good. He's all pro. And he ain't really probably paying attention. If he were to lock in and really tap into the gift that he's been blessed with, look out. It's like Trent. He's got what Trent's got. They got the same kind of skill set. He'd be that good. Bona fide Hall of Famer. So that's what I want for him. That's my selfishness. I want him to be a Hall of Famer. He a Pro Bowl in his sleep. I need him to be a Hall of Famer. Because if he's a Hall of Famer, that means JD5's backside is untouched. Now we can get to where I really want to go with the team, and that's to the Super Bowl. Because if he's a Hall of Fame talent at left tackle, that ups the ante. Now we got a better shot. Because these ingredients aren't going to change. You don't just get there because we want to be there. We get there because we're secure at left tackle. We can put pressure on the quarterback. We can convert on third on short yards and goal line. And we can cover your number one receiver. That's it. Sounds simple. Not easy. Not easy to get done. I'm telling you. But we're in the shot. You know what it is so cool about now? At least we got a chance. We've gone into seasons before we didn't have a chance in hell. But now we do. And I don't want to see it blown. Because you know what I don't want to do? I don't want to go backwards. Do you? Do you really want to go back to winning 4 and 5 games a year and going back with the con artists and all the crap they sold? I don't. Ant-Man, you want to go backwards?
Nah, not at all. But this is what I will say on the Laremy Tunsil, Marshawn Lattimore, you know, skipping OTA day one. I don't think we have the whole story. So I'm in a position where I don't want to, you know, harp on these guys for missing day one and we not necessarily know that, you know, they could be missing for any reason kind of thing. But I do think if it comes out that they purposely skip OTAs, then I think all of the frustration that has been spewed over, you know, the airwaves is definitely warranted. Just because, again, like for Marshawn, you had a mediocre at best run at the end of the season with us last year. Laremy, you're coming.
Just do me a favor. Whenever I hear people talk about him, I have to have you insert the fact that he played against the best athletes in the world.
Yeah,
and he was injured.
Oh no!
And yet he did. Yet no. Here's what he could have did.
Yeah.
Here's what some guys do in this league to play his position. They say coach can't go.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I have to correct people. I hear it all the time. He got this. He got that. Yeah, he did. But he didn't quit on you.
Yeah.
He showed up.
Yeah.
And went out there. How would you have fared had he not participated at all?
Oh, it would have been bad. It would have been burnt toast and coffee.
No, you would have been slaughtered. you would have been slaughtered. So I just want the brother. Now, see, I got in both ways. Because I don't care what excuse was. You play pro ball. This is what you do for a living. You have no other agenda. This is what you get paid for. So you knew damn well when these dates come up, you put your schedule around this. I'm not telling you something somebody told me. I was in the league. Stuff don't pop up. You build everything around this. And you have a decision to make based on where you are in your career and with the team. You make a decision. It's not life or death. It's not life or death. But the Super Bowl champions in your division, you figure it out on your own. The New York Giants you open up with. These are simple facts. Simple facts. Last year's over. You think because you had a good year last year, you don't have to do things again the same way? Just because you're going to roll your uniform out? That's what it looks like to me. When all hands aren't on deck. I don't care if it's mandatory. What else are you doing that's more important than securing your financial future? It's a question. Answer it any way you want to. 301-230-0980 is the number. This could happen with the Chiefs. I doubt it, but it could happen. Could happen with the Ravens. Do you hear about it? Maybe not. But I don't care about the Ravens or the Chiefs. I just care that we're going forward and not backwards. And I'd like to tell you that this doesn't mean anything, but I refuse to lie to you. Can't do it. To break, we go. We'll be back. This is the Hoffman Show. DOC, DHing, along with Ant-Man, 301-230-0980 is the number. Holla.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think Craig was probably pretty happy last night. Mystics. Getting it done. So I always give a shout out to Craig, and I know that he is on point. Have you played gone one-on-one against Hoffman lately?
I have not played Craig Hoffman 1v1.
Okay.
Is that something you want to see?
No. I wouldn't put you in that position.
Yeah, you're right.
No, because Craig, he's a warrior. He's serious. He's serious. It's I didn't make a big deal out of it because Caitlin didn't play. And I knew that some people would be saying, oh, so now you got a blowhorn, a mega horn out. So that's why I just kept it low key. I didn't want to, because I think that would be kind of foul for you to throwing things out, because it might have been different. Maybe. I like this young team. And it's cool. And I like the fact when our teams win. You know, I just do. I know it's selfish of me, but we lost a lot of games as a city over the years, you know. And so I get a little excited when I start seeing our offspring starting to change the complexity of our outcome. I want to be a part of a community that wins a hell of a lot more than we lose. Let's go out to Bill on the Team 980 listener line. Bill, how's your day going?
It's going all right. Sorry if you already said this, but I totally agree with your view that those guys ought to be there. And it's not so much that I think this 2 days of practice is going to help them, or 3 days, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. It's the problem is if something goes wrong in the regular season and they look out of shape, it looks like they haven't set the right tone. And when you throw on Hard Knocks and all the other increased publicity after a good year, anything that leaves the door open for somebody to stir up locker room controversy is not helpful, and it's not worth it. I would think particularly if you're a new guy coming to try to make an impression, particularly if you're self-aware and realize you've got a little bit of a reputation as not the, you know, most dedicated guy in the world, that's all the reason to reverse the narrative, if that makes sense.
No, it makes a lot of sense, and I don't expect them to make all great decisions, because their track record already has shown me that. I was hoping, not that even that they participate. Both of these guys are Pro Bowl talents. They don't need a walkthrough, but a film session is about letting others know that you're attempting to connect with them. That's it, period. Because DQ's environment, they're connectors. And by you not feeling that out or not putting yourself in a position to be receptive to me, it just was not the proper call, in my opinion. If whoever advises them, it proves to me that they're clueless.
It reminds you a little bit of a certain other gentleman who was out filming commercials rather than being here, and then didn't appear in the regular season, and then got hurt.
Exactly, potentially. See, the light can come on at any time. People that follow other people and mistakes, but what happens is that none of this happens accidentally. Nobody just gets here all of a sudden. Your past is a direct indication as to where you're going. And you notice I never blamed the person. I suggested that the people that advised them.
Making a statement. Yeah.
No, but I said the people that advised them. Notice what I say. I'm very clear in this. I say the advisors should be boiled. I already know the kids don't make good decisions. Their track record already shows that. I don't need any more of that. I'm saying those that advise them need to be informed better, to give them better advice. That's what I said.
You're right as always, sir.
Well, I'm not always right. Trust me. But I do know this. I don't know everything, but I do know how to win. I understand. I've been around winning all my life. I understand that. It's not easy. That's why most people don't do it, because it's so doggone hard and difficult. And somebody has got to carry the wheelbarrow with the bricks in it and show up late to chow and not get their name mentioned. They're not going to get any accolades. They got to deal with it. Everybody wants it, but not everybody's willing to do what it takes to get it. And everybody, most of the people that talk about it have never experienced it. So all I'm saying, thank you, I appreciate you, Bill. All I'm saying is that I'm not blaming Jeremy and them. I know damn well he don't know better. I'm talking about the people around them. Could have set your client up to be in a better light. Because I like to see this dude be a Hall of Famer. I love Lattimore. I think this dude, I've never met him. I think he's an absolute dog. I love the way he played. But he can't play his position not being 100%, not against the people. They got to put these receivers. Woo! It's crazy, the talent that's in the National Football League at wide receiver now. And the commitment to throw the ball and the guys that got slinging it. Come on, man. I admire the dude's moxie. He's somebody I'd love to know, get to know. But I would have advised him, Slim, let your body heal. They need you to be a leader, not just a hired gun. Because DQ's environment, and you got this young boy out there, man, that needs, now when I say need is tough for pro football. These are all grown-ass men. Stan Restile is a grown-ass man. But he's got a high up. He's got prospect. He's got potential. Stan Restile is, love this dude, man. They just got so much potential. But everybody does in the league. Jacksonville does, too. Everybody does. But the best thing that happened this offseason, in my mind, was the retention of the entire staff. now, that group is hitting the ground running. And it's all about the teachers. They've got great instructors. You give them more talent, they're going to give you better results. You think it's possible to improve upon last year's record? I do. Now, you're going to need some fortune. You know how many last second wins, what was it, 4, 5? That you won on the last play of the game? And I think it was 5. I'll text Kevin.
No, it was 5, sure. You're right.
Okay. She didn't win. I guarantee you would have known. But my point is that, do you really want to be in 5 of those again? Do you want to take it down? You know, could have very easily. Let's just say you lost half of those. Game changer. Are you in the championship game? But every year it could be like that. But you're good enough to be in the fourth quarter games. You're good enough to do that. And you know how much better you can be. You don't have to be a football savant to recognize your flaws. And if you don't see your flaws, then you're just fanboy or girl. But if you love your squad like you love your kids, you know their shortcomings. Now, maybe we'll get them. Maybe we'll get them through camp. You know, one thing you can hope for, and that is health. But you know daggone well nobody stays healthy the entire season. I just say, let's keep it real. But we got a chance to have a really, really good football team. But it won't be what we want it to be unless these youngins that are out here right now catch on quick, stay healthy, hit the ground moving, and we need some dogs to come out of this. Take a break. Let's attack the next hour right here on Team 980. 301-230-0980 is the number. Ant-Man, you okay? I want to make sure this is not going too fast for you.
Oh, no, I'm good.
You sure?
Yes, sir.
Because I can slow down if you need me to.
No, you good. I can keep up.
Okay, good deal. All right, we'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.